Okay, Abbas, I'm going to start straight away because I want to really cover a lot tonight. So, I noticed that we're quite, look, I checked with the Luach and that was perhaps not a good idea. We're a little bit behind. I just compared the calendar, so and we're a bit behind, yeah. Okay, Abbas, I know the Lesanus, we're up to page 92. I know the Lesanus, Beshabbos, V'yom, Tov, Evi, Yom, Kippurim, B'chanuk, V'Purim. What happens if somebody makes a neder that he will be fasting on Yom Tov, Erev Yom Kippurim, Chanukah and Purim. Dino Yishovel Enoed Elisanus Kach V'Kach Yomim. If he says he's going to fast Shabbos Yom Tov, Erev Purim, Chanukah and Purim, he's at the same halacha Enoed Elisanus Kach V'Kach Yomim. It's as if he would say, I'm fasting so and so many days, Ve'erub Yom Yalolu, and those days would fall into the middle. He might see a Beloshen Neida, Dina can make a Beloshen Neida, he might see a Beloshen Kabbalah's Tainas, Ba'alma Dina can make a Beloshen Tainas, Ba'alma. So what Shulchan Aruch is telling us over here is that it all depends how you are accepting the fast. It depends how you fast, how you're accepting the fast. If you're accepting it vaguely, then it remains Kabbalah's Tainas, Ba'alma. If it's specific, you've got to do our Torah's Nedorim. See if Gimel Rabbi Yisem, Nishpal is Anus Kach V'Kach Yomim. What happens if a person makes a Shvua, that is going to, Shvua, he's going to fast so and so many days. V'erubim Yomim Alolu, in those days fall. Now he's saying a Loshen Shvua. HaShvua Chalu Aleim Itam is a Koyleil. Now when it comes to Shvua, Shvua is an Issegavra, and it's as follows. If a person says, I will be fasting on Chanukah, I will be fasting on Purim, I will be fasting on Shabbos, which is a day that a person is not really allowed to fast, then the halacha is, you cannot make a shvua on something which goes against Hashem's will. You're wasting your time.
Something somebody said, I'll never go to shul anymore.
Yeah.
So the same
thing. Exactly the same thing. Yeah, so it's Shvua Shav. Absolutely, that's it. So now if you're saying a Shvua, I will not be eating, I will be fasting on Chanukah, I will be fasting on Purim, then the Shvua is, however, what happens if you say, I will be fasting the next 5 days, which includes the Shabbos as well, then the Aloch is, it's called an Issa Koyleil. Since there is also non-conflicting days, and also includes days which is allowed to fast, then because of that, the whole Shavuot is actually Chal. So that's it, Gimel. If make a Shavuot, you're going to fast on so many days. And those days are falling on within your Shavuot, the days that you're not allowed to fast. Since you said a number of days, and one of the days was the day you're not allowed to fast, it's still Chal because it's an Issa Koyleil. But if you're saying explicitly, I'll be fasting on Shabbos, I'll be fasting on Yom Tov, I'll be fasting on Chanukah, you can't. Shavuot is a waste of time. Lo yichol alav Shavuot, ein Shavuot Chalo, his Shavuot is not Chal, doesn't work, and va mitzvah na mitzvah matam. Hello, lo yikeh, you're getting malchus, lashes, al shenish balashov, for making a Shavuot, which is an how are we going to translate Nishpal Shav? It's a nullify. An oath in vain. That's it. How can you say I'm going to fast on Chanukah? How can you say I'm going to fast on Purim? You're not allowed to. Very good. That's what Shulchan is going to say now. But if you're saying going to fast on Chanukah Purim, according to this opinion, since those days, it's only rabbinical, so it's not Shavuot Shav on a Torah level, and therefore you may fast. You must make a Shavuot Shav, but he doesn't fast. When you really do the Rosh Chodesh and Evim Kippur, the Shulchan Aruch adds also Rosh Chodesh and Evim Kippur, which is also only rabbinical. And Rambam learns that Evim Kippur and Rosh Chodesh is the Torah. Okay. How about you say, we're now moving on to a very, very important. Shvua is something on yourself. Is it what's called in the Lashon HaGemara? Is a gavra. It's on you. I will not be eating. I will be fasting. There's nothing intrinsic about the food. Nothing intrinsic about the day. Nothing intrinsic. It's about you, right? And neda is much more. What's Gemara called? It's a chefta, which is on the. I'm not going to eat this item. I'm not going to eat it. So that's what the Gemara is. How did the Gemara distinguish in Shavuot? Rabbi says, "Tov kufayin alav minim achot min eshvatan." Now comes an interesting topic: the topic of who actually has to fast. Okay, we've been talking now for weeks. We've been talking about literally for weeks. How about fasting? Now, who actually needs to fast? Who actually needs to fast? Who needs to fast? Does everybody need to fast? What sins? What if somebody's not well? Should he accept? So that's important. The Gemara says in Mot Cotton that Ravuna, one day, his hapich le'ratzua b'tfilin. When he was putting on the tefillin, the Gemara says, the strap of the tefillin, the ratzua of the tefillin, got turned into tangle, inside out. Do you know what he did? What did Ravuna do, the Gemara says? Gemara says he fasted.
Did his teeth turn green?
Pardon? Gemara says how many days he fasted. Not one, and not five, and not ten. He fasted 40 days. Has it ever happened to you, Rabbi Yisrael, that your tefillin got tangled? Ravuna fasted 40 days. 40 days, Rabbi Yisrael. I want to add another interesting... the Chavos Yoel speaks about, in a tshuva, my ancestor, Chavos Yoel. Very privileged to be a direct descendant of the Chavos Yoel. Chavos Yoel in his tshuva writes... that there was a community that had Chnebuch at the Sefer on Shabbos. It burned. It was a fire on Shabbos. And we all know what it looked like when there was a fire a couple of hundred years ago. What it looked, all the houses were made out of wood, and it just like whoosh, flames just spread around the village. Within minutes, the whole town is in ashes. Chas v'sholem. So they were. This happened on a Shabbos, and therefore, for obvious reason, the member of the on Shabbos, what did they do? No, wait, hey, hold on. They were on Shabbos. We all realize fire is pikuach nefesh. So what did they do? Yeah. Right, took water and they spritzed the water and they tried to extinguish that. And the whole community did that. They even mechal Shabbos, big time, in order to. Feign, what's called to fan the flames in the very literal sense. Now, they went up to the Chavos Yoel and asked the question. He said, oh, we did that, and Baruch Hashem, no, the fire got under control, but you've got to be a whole community which was Mechal Shabbos. Should we fast? Should we fast?
Yeah.
Should we fast? They asked the Chavos Yoel, the community asked the Chavos Yoel, should we fast? Who on Mechal Shabbos? Pefahesia, big time, Isur D'oraisa. So the Chavos Yoel discusses, he was Pikuach Nefesh, was not Pikuach Nefesh. And then he says, in principle, he said, in real, what do you say? Fasting or not fasting? Why? Mitzvah too. Mitzvah, Chilul Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh, the mitzvah, says the beginning. Fascinating tshuva, what do you say?
If this is the end of Chilul Shabbos, if it really is Pikuach Nefesh.
It was Pikuach Nefesh.
Was, then it's not
so bad. Chavos Yoel says, it's true that it was Pikuach Nefesh, but the fact that those Yidden had to do Chilul Shabbos, that's no great news. Kodesh Baruch Hu brought it upon that Kehila, it's not a good sign on you. It's not a good sign. The fact that you had to do Chilul Shabbos, behet to Chilul Shabbos, Pikuach Nefesh, alright, but yet it's not a good sign. So in principle, you should really fast. For the fact that you had to come to such a matzav. However, he says, I'm not going to tell you to fast publicly, because what's going to happen if you have to fast? He was thinking ahead. He had the deep understanding of rabbinical leadership. He said, what's going to happen if I tell you to fast? Exactly, precisely that. Chavos Yoel says, if I'm going to tell you to fast publicly, you're going to end up fasting publicly. Next time, Chas v'Shalom, there's a fire on Shabbos, what is everybody going to do? They're going to look away. They're going to say, well, actually, I have to catch Mincha and everything. And they're going to run off, and the whole town will turn into a Nebuch, and it will be a real Pikuach Nefesh. He says, therefore, I'm not going to tell you to fast. Because you have to think what's going to lead to it. Very wise, extremely wise. But, pardon? Yeah, exactly, much like that, yeah. So he's had the foresight, and said, I'm not going to do the fast. What it turns out, I've seen Poskim saying that what's between the lines of the Chavos Yoel?
They should.
The what?
They should, he just didn't believe in murder.
How? Privately, that's it. So people say, Chavos Yoyah meant you should fast privately. It doesn't say a word of it in the actual tshuva, but people said, Chavos Yoyah says, yeah, of course, publicly not. Privately, people should quietly fast. Before Michal Shabbos. Interesting.
Then anybody who's like a doctor or works for Hatzalah who has to frequently be Michal Shabbos for Kohat Nefesh, should they fast the following Shabbos? If they have a Shabbos where they have to be Michal Shabbos for the Kohat Nefesh, should they fast in private?
I don't know what to say.
This is the whole
It's a good question. So, but we've got just to, I'm just putting this on the table because we're seeing that there is this idea of fasting. We've got Avuna who fasted because of the tefillin, which we don't even understand exactly what the Haveya is exactly. You're putting on tefillin, he goes, pardon? You want tefillin all day? Yeah? And we see for Chilul Shabbos, Chavazir. Let's see what the Shulchan Aruch is telling us. When is a person need to fast? When is a person not need to fast? Hayoyshe betaynes. Now, starting point is somebody fasts. If you can take the fast, you are Kaddish. You are holy. You are a holy man. By fasting, if you can fast, and you are able to fast, and you do fast, you are Nikra Kaddish. I do not remember, I don't, in how many places Shulchan Aruch called somebody a Kaddish. A Kaddish. Anybody knows? I don't know. Where Shulchan Aruch called somebody a Kaddish? Well, Kaddish? A Kaddish for fun. Veimlav, however, what if somebody's unable to fast and he still fasts? Kigoin she'enobor, you're not healthy, bechazak, you're not strong. Nikol choite, you're considered a sinner for fasting. If you're unable to fast and you're still fasting, it's not good for you, it's not healthy for you, but you're still fasting. Choite. Why? Why? Yeah. But what's wrong with fasting? If you Mishnah sends if cotton paste. Nikol choite, al shemachrish ki choisav. You make yourself weak. You've got to look after your body. You've got to look after your body.
Otherwise, you can't make any more mitzvah.
Yeah. Absolutely. The first mitzvah, Master Shiv used to say, first mitzvah a person has is to look after his body. Could look after your body. Could it be healthy? You've got to be a man. You've got to be normal. So he says. So Rabbi says. So that's what he says. You've got to. So therefore, if you're able to fast, it's great. If you're unable to fast, don't fast. Now comes probably the most important in all these pages and Simon of Mishnebu. The probably one of the most important two lines are going to be coming now. So what's the alternative? If a person doesn't fast, what should he do? So he's done an aveira, and he wants to rectify it. What kind of approach in tshuva? Stocker. We spoke about stocker previously, correct. Here the Mishnah will add something else. Learning. The Moshe speaks in numerous places about learning. The Moshe says, if you can't fast, take a gemara and learn. Say you're going to go to work 2 hours late and learn. Take upon yourself another 5 minutes for the next few weeks. A bit of Shnayis, a bit of Novi, a bit of something. It's the greatest Kabbalah. Moshe's got many tshuvas. People did chatoim, all kinds of areas. Financial, it's a bit different because of the Odom Lechaveru aspect. But also there, there's still in Bodom Lemokim. And other aspects of previous chatoim, people before they became Baal Tshuva, very many tshuvas of Moshe. And bottom line, in many of those tshuvas is, learn. Don't fast if you're unable to, but learn some extra. Here the Mishnah says something as follows. So you've gotten base. Kosu Sifrei HaMusa. Sifrei HaMusa write, the im be'emtza chilosoi. If a person is in the middle of eating, pa'oichu mis'ave le'echoil, and he's still very... wants to finish that course. Moishech Yodim Emenu stops himself from eating that extra second vanilla ice cream with a chocolate thing sticking out on top. You stop himself. That's also considered a physical restriction. Umiskapin avonosov. And you have a kapara for your sins. It's generally known as a Tainas Arashpo. that it's called what the Mishnah calls over here, calls in the names of the Sefer Musar. You know what it's like. You we're not talking about going hungry. We're not talking about, you know, fast and no. Skip that extra vanilla ice shake at the end. Skip it. You know what? Only have half. I know that the Mishnah, the Mishnah said, I've got another idea. If you can't do that, do something else. If a person wants to fast, it's even better than fasting. Tainis dibo. Option number two, if you can't skip the chocolate dessert, then go for tainis dibo, which is even better than a full-fledged tainis. By having a tanis dibu, by restricting your talking, you're not going to cause any damage, not to your soul and not to your physical body. You're not going to get weak from it. The Vilna Gaon writes in his letter, person should not afflict himself with fast days and physical restrictions, kim beres and piv, but with the res and piv, he should restrict his mouth. That's the real tshuva. The real tshuva is. So the Mishnah gives us two very important, fantastic, important, crucial, very good advice. Of course, Shulchan Aruch speaks so much about tshuva through tanis. It's gemaras. Yes, it's true. But the Mishnah gives two alternatives. If you can't fast, number one is just skip a bit. You know, we're eating so much. How much can a person eat really? So skip that, not the second reshuffle, the third one. Do you know what I mean? Just skip that. It's a massive kapara. If you still want it. If you still have got that, no, if you're full already, you can't eat anymore. No, because stage before that, you still want that thing. I could do with a third schnitzel, and you don't. That's a tremendous kapos of onus. And next alternative, which was is even better than a tanis, the tanis table. Don't talk. We talk endlessly. It's funny that I'm saying this, man. I'm hoarse from talking today again. But that's if a person can restrict his talking a bit, and it can just be a tanis dibbo a little bit. Mishnah said that's the Vilna of Gaon said that's the greatest of all the kapos of onus. Very helpful suggestions. What do you think about it?
What does practically speaking tanis dibbo mean? Completely not speaking?
No, Torah is always fine, and everything which is essentially is fine as well.
What's considered?
So people say if you accept on yourself 2 hours of not talking.
There's levels
within that as well.
If I'm employed, the choreo can't accept myself time to deliver in that time if it's necessary for my work.
Correct, definitely. If it's absolutely, you're not allowed to.
I don't need to be metamtam in that choreo.
Yeah. Tanis dibur means if you're able to refrain from talking unnecessarily, certain amount of music. That's what do you think about this? What do you think about it? What? What do you think about it?
I do it every day. It's been 3 and 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
He's got a very strong Russian name in 7.
In 7?
That's talking about if you leave something that you wanted to eat.
Yeah, it's got to be that. It has to be that you still. Yeah. Now the Bialocha says over here also he brings in the name of the Ma'aril Ashkenazi, he brings that somebody who's learning Torah shouldn't be fasting actually. If you're learning Torah, then don't fast. Why? Because it's affecting you, yeah. So there's no, if your person is learning Torah, that's not, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch leads into Seif Beis. Habayis says Seif Beis, bottom line of page 92. Those of us who need another Mishnah Berurah because we're reaching the last page, there should be more over there in the back, I believe. So, Talmid Chacham Somebody who's a Talmud Chochem, he's not allowed to fast extensively. Why? Because it affects his learning. Elim king, shatzibu misanin, unless it's obviously Tanas Tzibu, shalifu shatzma mehem. So if you've got a Tanas Tzibu, anybody has got a fast. Humelamde tinoikois, those Eden who are teaching children, dinon ketamid chomim, are like temid chomim, and they should, therefore, those who are busy teaching children, are like temid chomim, they may not fast.
May not.
That's told not to have a Tanas Tzibu. Correct. But if it's
not
Mishabu says, two points as if cotton hay. There's two problems with fasting. Shemad Melech Hashemayim, the goodness of Brias. If a Talmid Chacham fasts, first of all, he's decreasing his Melech Hashemayim, his sacred work, but also he's goodness of Brias because he's got a financial obligation to do his work properly, and if he's teaching, he's not going to be teaching so effectively, he's stealing. So what does that teach us in terms of any employee?
I had this problem because I do performance related work. And there was one time I wasn't performing well because I was feeling weak. We called Dan Lockley and he said, fasten your hat size.
Yeah.
It was like Steve. It was just like Steve.
So the reason for this psak is the Mishnah over here. Anybody who is employed, getting paid for his performance, and is getting paid by somebody else who expects him to do some work, and he's fasting, and he's automatically weakened, slower, and a bit subdued, and his work is not going to be the same, according to the Mishnah, he's a goizel sabrius, and he's not allowed to fast, private fast. What do you mean, private fast? Yeah, goizel sabrius. Now, this is very important because that means that it would be a typical example of somebody who is considered, who is, thinks he's fum, and he's fasting private fast every Thursday, and he's trying to, but at the end, it's affecting his work, he's not performing as well, and he's not doing his job properly. Be the teacher, be the Rebbe, be it anybody else that does work for somebody else, and he's like schlepping along, not working and everything, and it's not right. You're goizel. You're stealing. You're getting paid for doing a good job, and you're not.
Public fast,
the Mishnah Berurah says, public fast would not be permitted because of that. The Mishnah Berurah does say that the Mishnah Berurah over here says in the earliest of Kotan Dalet that if a person is unable to fast for various reasons, what should he do? Mishnah Berurah says, I'm skipping a few lines. Im chota adam v'nischayev misa l'shamayim. What should a person do who is chayev misa? Rabbi say, chayev misa. What should a person do if he's chayev misa and he's unable to fast? What should he do? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mayasavich, im limoyed mishnah es perik echot. If you normally learn one perik of Mishnah, you should learn two, pick a mishnayis. Vim daf echad. If you only learn one daf, what should you do? Ishnei daf. You should learn two daf. You should increase your learning. It's talking about the time and your level. It's both the time and the level. It just means that if you are normally learning, if you're up to learning mishnayis level, do that double the amount of time. If you normally learn, but don't decrease. If you're learning Gemara, then you should do more Gemara. But it's not, the point is you should increase in learning Torah. If a person is unable to fast, you should do it again, you should learn Torah. So we've learned Rabbi Sai, three alternatives to fasting in the last couple of Mishnah Berurahs. One is increase your learning, that was number three. Number two was Tanis Debo, and the first one was cut down the temptation. So that's the three alternatives to fasting. So it's interesting that it's not mentioned over here. You're right. We had it earlier, and it's not mentioned over here. But you're right, it is something which is mentioned as well, that stoker is also stoker is very, very effective way of tshuva, absolutely. Yeah. The reality could be that it's in a way, it's the closest to tarnas, because if you, it's also, you're taking away something from yourself. You're right, we said before that you should give on the tarnas, you should give the amount of money that you'd have normally paid for food. So it's also a very helpful way, right? It's not mentioned here, but it is. The body's nechlash, and therefore it goes on to.
No, that's why it stops, it's not part.
Right. Right. It's the weakened. Right. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, just to summarize. So we learned that if a person is able to fast, he should fast, he's considered a kodosh by fasting. It's a tremendous way of ridding his averus. If a person is unable to fast, he may not fast. If you're taking away your kodosh, like the Shpocha gave you. The Shpocha gave you a healthy body, you've got to look after it. We learned various alternatives to fasting. Talmid Chacham is not allowed to fast if he's getting paid from the community. Also, if he's working for the public, he's got to look after the public's funds, and he can't just fast. And we also learned that Melam Itinuk is the same. Talmid Chacham. Okay, these were the lachos we discussed tonight. We'll continue tomorrow.